Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. It's Saturday night, June 29th, 2013. I'm Kathy, the co-host, and I'm on with Ron Amatron, the host. And tonight, he will take us to the Creation Lightship for intensive healing with the light beings. If you're listening now and in the fast chat, you can think about what kinds of areas and rooms you'd like to visit when we go to the Creation Lightship. These are all healing areas that Ron escorts us to. And we go there for intense healings by the various light beings. And so you can also request light beings. Sometimes they're different animals, and sometimes you go into different rooms, or sometimes Ron uses crystals and lights. If you've ever listened on the Saturday night show, you know what I'm talking about. Or if you've ever been on the Sunday intensive, which are the teleconferences that Ron calls the calls on weekends, on Sundays, then you know that he does do this every month, and that Saturday night is just a sample of the kind of intense healing that goes on the Creation Lightship. They take away physical densities that we have through parasitic life forms that are within us causing havoc in our bodies. So it's a very special experience to have this on the radio tonight, and also to have available for us the ability to go on the intensives, which are Sundays and the first Saturday of the month, because a lot of healing occurs, and we're on the light ship for a whole month. And it's a lot more, even tonight, than Ron can describe or take us to. Because, as he says, we are out of time. We are bilocated. And so, greetings to everyone in the fast chat. You can start writing down your requests if you think of any, and I'll write them down and keep track of everything. So let's greet Ron. Hi, Ron. Over to you.
Hey, so let's do the light beam energizing. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And here we go. Bring in some peace energy for everybody. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. We're energized, so we'll turn it over to Kathy here. Anybody have any questions that they may want to ask? We can go to the CLS questions at Yahoo, or just go to the fast chat here, and we'll see if they want to have an emotional healing or something, Kathy. We'll see what just comes up here. Maybe somebody's had something going on that we need to give them a little sample of. So back to you.
Oh, great. Last night, Friday night, you and Carrie had discussed the space-time clearing, and at the end of the program, you asked Ron for people to describe the space-time clearing, if they felt anything compared to the timeline crash, which those two go together, the space-time clearing following the timeline crash. And you asked them to send some responses over for tonight's program. And so I do see one here from someone in the chat, fast chat, asking or mentioning that the space-time clearing gets this person a bit dizzy. And this person says they know what religions mean by holy now, because the spirit is full of holes. And
holy moly, huh? Oh, that's good.
Yes. Yeah, that's good. And then the space... Mike P. says, a space-time clearing is powerful and makes what's cleared even more distant in consciousness. He says it feels similar to a strong mental clearing to him. And so also we got a few questions in clsquestions@yahoo.com to clarify some information about the space-time crashes. And that's because you had offered the space-time crash free for those who purchase the timeline crash. And if they send you the receipt through email from PayPal of the timeline crash, they're going to get the space-time crash for free. So this person did get the space-time crash and wants to know How many space-time crashes may I do at the same time?
One, unless you think you can handle more. So it all depends how your body is feeling. So I can't tell you how many to do. I can tell you that if you do too many, you could become sick sometimes and out of balance. You know, everybody's different. It's like, you know, how your body can handle the energy. Another way of saying it is you have people that can run a mile easily at full speed, and then other people might drop dead of a heart attack, you know. So it all depends how you are. How much heat can you handle without drinking water? You know, I don't have that answer. You know, the whole process is, though, is, you know, do what you, you know, do one and see how it feels for you. If it feels good, you do the second one. Maybe you might not feel well afterwards. So it's not, the healings are not designed for you to do it all in like a half an hour to do 500 of them, okay? So if you're thinking of doing the clearings like that because you don't have the physical time, then I would say don't bother doing any clearing, because this is to help you out to enhance your life so you're feeling better, not to have you get through the clearing as quick as possible or to do as much as you can at once. So you need to understand that this is to help you and, you know, do what you can do, but, you know, understand that, you know, this is your special time to have a healing. And if you don't have the time to do the healing and to put the time in to do that, to be dedicated to life, then, you know, stay dedicated to your death and don't do anything. So this is the way the clearings are made to be used, is to have yourself have the time to do it. You got to find the time to get this stuff out of you. And it's not there to run clearings through as quick as you can, because it's not designed that way. So hopefully I cleared the energy there for everybody to understand what this is all about, because it's not something that you want to get on there and do, you know, all you can to save time, because your body has to integrate the energy. So you have to get out of your mind and realize that this is going to help your body, and so do what you can do. And if it takes you 20 hours a week to do clearings to help yourself out, then dedicate, you know, 20 hours a week to do that. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, I just want to mention that there are some instructions in the space-time crash clearing. And for those who don't know what we're talking about right now, the reason this people ask about the space-time clearing is because, and the reason some people mention how they felt is because when it first came out a couple years ago, Ron did advise that there would be some feeling, that the instructions advise to not to be cutting things or just to be careful what you're doing at the time, because when you're not that cleared out and you just started doing timeline crashes, you might actually feel it as a jerking sensation. So some people are just, I think, being careful. Maybe, you know, has to do with how much clearing they've done already. And it's good idea to be a little circumspect some of these clearings. But the instructions that are in there are pretty clear. They do say that you could do, you know, maybe up to 10. You do 10 timelines. Then you could do one space-time clearing for those timeline crashes. So that also brings up the question, Ron, maybe you could also clarify this while we're on the subject. And that is, if a person's done a timeline crash, let's say for the emotion of anger, 1,000 times, and then they got the space-time crash to do that, then would you advise there be a certain amount of time that they do the space-time crash for?
I would just do the space-time crash maybe every other day or once a week for what you're doing, the clearings on, and monitor your body and see how it feels. And, you know, if you did, let's just say you did 500 timeline crashes, okay? Well, I would say typically I would probably do maybe 5 of the space times for that, assuming that maybe one of those times out of 100 you we're still lost in space. So that's what I would probably recommend doing. And it doesn't take that long to do them, so just do it that way. You can also do that clearing maybe on another computer with what you're doing on the other clearing, so you could probably do it at the same time. So you may want to do them both consecutively and just do one maybe once an hour or something.
Okay. Well, again, the instructions do say to monitor how your body's feeling, but sometimes I think people feel like there should be some sort of a set time or set instruction or, you know, a definite way of doing things. But when we do clearings on Creation Lightship, we do pay attention to how our bodies feel and react, and if you feel like you've had a complete clearing or not. And sometimes people aren't sure, so they just do an extra one, and then they see how that goes. So it's always good to monitor your body and check with your spirit, drop to your heart center and ask, and see how you feel about it. Because the space-time crash is a nice giveaway for us, but we want to use it responsibly. And try to read those instructions and not interpret too much into them. Okay, so thank you, Ron, for clarifying about the space timeline crash. And we can move on to some more questions if you'd like.
Hey, sure.
All right, here we go from CLS Questions. This is from Claire. Claire, I hope you're listening. She sent in quite a long email. I'm going to just pull some things out for you, Ron, that I can read here. And, okay, here goes. Regarding being on the Creation Lightship, she wants to clarify if healing requests can be made verbally or telepathically, I think she means to the light beings, during the time we're in quarantine.
Okay, when you're
quarantine.
Okay. You will be in quarantine throughout the whole month on the light shift when you get onto the consecutive calls.
Mm-hmm.
So you're on the light shift continuously. You're not inside the light shift in the healing rooms where you can do a request throughout the month. You're only there on three Sundays. So for three Sundays that we have for the calls during that eight-hour period of time, which equals 24 hours, you're able to request healings. The other times that you're not in the light ship on Sundays, you are not in the healing room, and you cannot do any requests for healings because they will not hear you. You will not be in those rooms doing healings for your requests down here. You may go there from quarantine, but you will know nothing about that. So as far as requesting a physical healing, when you're on the light ship in quarantine on a weekday, except for a Sunday, it will not work for you because you're not in the light ship having a healing. You're outside in quarantine. And that's where they find the energies that are attached to you by the aliens that are stealing your spirit, your body, body parts, and everything else, and they're attempting to put you back together again. That's what quarantine is for. And then they will put you into the light ship for integration, but you will know nothing about that, nor could you make a request during the week. So you only have those three particular days. Also included would be that the first Saturday when you're on the light ship. And you can do the request on the conference calls that we have for 1 hour and other ones that could be longer on the weekday calls. So back to you, Kathy. Okay, I think we have a caller online. So who is there?
Yes, hi, Ron. Hi, Kathy. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. Yes, I just had a theory about how we're connected to one another. The way it seems to me is that we're connected to the grid lines of the Earth for, through the coordinates and the timelines, and then we connect to one another. And the clone bodies in one another are energized by the grid lines of the Earth field, and that's how they're falsely energizing the individual clone bodies of one another. And that's just my theory. I wonder if Ron has any viewpoints on that.
Well, the clone bodies are they could be attached to the grid lines because they have to have a destination, a GPS location. So that could be possible. To get energized, I would say no, not at all, because they're running a program, and the program is dictated by what the alien race that created the clone human body here, how it interfaces with it. So it has nothing to do with Earth energy. The clone does not need Earth energy to live, or human, humans' bodies will. But they could be attached to a grid line for, or even a ley line for their a physical location and the boundary lines of where they're working or choosing to move to. So they could have that as a GPS location. But as far as taking energy from the Earth or trees or anything else, no. The life form is a non-light life form, and to light it would be just a dead life form. It has nothing to do with light whatsoever. So they run on an automatic program, or you could even use the word implants if you like. Implants in it, and the remote controlled by the aliens. Nothing to do with Earth energies whatsoever, even though they're living here.
Okay, well, thank you, Ron.
Okay, thank you, Larry.
Okay, bye.
Okay, Ron, if we can continue with the finish with the space-time clearings, back to that. Some people commented while we were talking about it that they do have to lie down when they're processing the space clearings because they feel this heavy energy come return to their body, and sometimes they don't feel anything. It's just fine. And then Randy was asking if the space-time clearing can work in conjunction with the parallel lifetime removal, or is it just for the timeline crash?
Only for the timeline crash. That's a good question, but it's only for the timeline crash.
Okay.
You could possibly try it. I have done clearings for people on the BBS shows here where we picked a particular year, like a birth date from the past, and brought you back here, and people have felt the energy. So you could use it if you wish for that. If you know about a particular trauma that you had in your life that really upset you, it's a good possibility that you are out on timelines experiencing that over and over and over again to give you that really big trauma. Remember, the timelines are additive as far as energy is coming to you. So you could have a lot of energies coming to you from multiple timelines making you react out of balance here. And that could be possible, too, that maybe you did not ever come back here. And so a space-time crash for a particular situation that you had might be beneficial. So you could do it for that also if you wanted just to give it a try to see if you feel better. You know, maybe you had a situation where, you know, you had maybe a couple events happen to you in a couple of days and you got overly traumatized, and maybe that popped you out of your body. And maybe you didn't come back here all the way. So you can go to that event and do a space-time crash on it, and you might feel better afterwards. That's you, Kathy.
Okay, I think I heard a beep, and if so, maybe there's a caller. Go ahead, caller. Do you have a question for Ron?
Hi, Kathy. Hi, Ron. This is Janice. Yes, do Ron. I have a question I've heard you talk about before of what is going on if you are sitting in one location and then all of a sudden you notice that your clothes are on backwards and inside out.
Oh, that's a real easy one to answer. Unfortunately, you were abducted Your clothes are taken off your body by the aliens, and then they put them on you. So you had no control of having your clothes on. You're probably completely maybe asleep, numbed out, unconscious. I could use the word unconscious. And they just put your clothes back on you again. And they didn't know or pay attention to details, so they really weren't involved with that. They just wanted the clothes on you, and they beamed you back down again. And you wound up here with your clothes backwards. I've had people talk to me about something similar, and also that they woke up in the morning and all of their sheets and bedding was backwards on their bed. And I've even had people say that they woke up in their bed with their pillow at their feet, the whole thing was backwards. And so all these things can and does happen to people. So that is an abduction that has happened to maybe you or someone else, you know, since you're given that example. And that's a sure giveaway of a 100% alien abduction.
Wow, okay. I was really hoping that it was just going to be a clone thing. It did happen to me. It happened to me last Sunday on the supermoon, and I was not sleeping. I thought I was conscious, but I know I was getting really irritated with the clouds that were in this one program that I was watching. It was filmed in Alberta, Canada, and I remember getting out of my heart centered. I was really irritated with these clouds, because the sky just didn't seem real. You know, usually I watch it for the scenery and everything of it. And, you know, it would seem like 20 minutes went by, but I was sitting at my computer and I was watching this off of Netflix. And when I went to, I got up and my clothes were on backwards. My top was inside out and then backwards. So I was pretty freaked out when I got up and saw that.
I would be too.
I was just abducted right out of my bedroom.
I would be get that up on your monitor screen then. I'll get the alien attack page up and have it up all the time on your monitor screen. On your computer,
okay.
If you could.
Well, there's been quite a few.
They get you one time that you know about, they're probably getting you more often, so.
There's been quite a few really strange, bizarre things going on this week. I was sitting in here this week. There was a bad storm going on outside, and I was watching my dog, and I was looking at her on. She was laying by my bed, and great big huge spider just appeared out of nowhere. I mean, it didn't drop down, it didn't crawl out from under thing, it just appeared in front of my eyes. I thought that was bizarre. I found a black lizard in my bathroom, and all these things just felt really alien to me. I found a little mouse on my kitchen sink, and when it didn't run away from me. And then I put it in a container and took it outside, and it died. That felt alien to me. Wow, this makes me not even want to stay here anymore. Okay, so the alien attack page is my best defense for this.
Yep, leave it on.
One update, too. The deer that was attacking my dog came back, and I ran a clone infusion clearing on it. And since I've done that, I have not seen it in the yard again. So that was actually pretty cool that the deer that kept coming up, I did the clone clearing on the deer, and I just rode it in for the whole area here. So, all right. Well, thanks for letting me share the story.
Okay.
Good job, Janice.
Yeah, well, the spiders keep coming, and I always, one of them appeared on my wall too, not so long ago, and they have like little codes on them. They have like these little you know, markings that are very, very different and very odd. They look like codes to me for something. But the one time I did kill one, I thought it was a brown recluse. That night, I had another one just as huge, just as big, like a pier on my bedroom ceiling right above me. So I told them that I would stop killing them if they would leave me alone. So, I don't know. All right.
Yeah, good idea.
Thanks.
Okay.
I
Thanks for sharing those experiences, Janice, and good to get into the solution. Sounds like the alien attack page. Having it up, the light being up all the time could help you a lot as much as you need. It helps me a lot. I have it up all the time. So thanks for calling. And so, Ron, we have another question that came in on the CLS questions. It's from Olumide, and she's asking if you could just tell her about the effects of marijuana or mind-altering drugs on the spirit.
Okay, so any drug that you take that numbs out your consciousness, okay, or drinking a lot of alcohol, if you notice, what happens is that the person's eyes or your eyes, if you notice that, you may not, but the eyes will become glossed over. And when those eyes become glossed over of that person, that means that they're out of their body. So that's number one, a bad thing. So, you know, in my generation, you know, a lot of people smoked, you know, marijuana. I never have in my life. But, you know, I just watch people and watch them get out of their body. And it was kind of weird to watch them. So remember, you're losing your consciousness. So, and that's also the same as if you have alcohol or any kind of drug that alters your mind, in a sense, because the communication between your spirit and the body is not there when your spirit leaves. And that's what happens. You could, in a sense, and this is not, in effect, politically correct, but you could say that your spirit cannot talk to your mind, so it leaves also. That's not exactly right, but you could look at that also, because you're not home. So your spirit is forced to leave, so it does not get contaminated by getting numbed out and taking on that situation and the drug of maybe your choice that you like, maybe, because you want to escape reality. Your spirit does not escape reality. It's here to enjoy life here, but you force it to do that. And if your spirit's out of your body, who is coming in? How many entities are coming into you? How many personality changes are you having? And that's what you need to understand, is what's happening to you when your spirit is not with you. And like I say, who or what is mining the fort? It's not your spirit. So you're contaminating your body by having drugs, by getting numbed out in this lifetime. This is what's happening. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you for that explanation, and I see it's about 7:30, Ron, so maybe we should take some time out to visit the Creation Lightship now. I've gotten a few requests I can read out loud or send to you.
Okay, yes, sending would be fine. So this only works live right now on the program. If you're listening to the program on an archive, you'll just feel the peace energy coming to you for the next maybe 15 minutes. And when you go to the light ship, you are out of time. You can request one particular healing, and we'll just see how that works for you. Remember, your healings work according to your faith. And your faith is the judgments in your body from all of your ancestors, including in this lifetime of you. So if you request a healing and it does not work, and you don't have the results that you expected, that's only because your body is still full of gunk, we'll say, and judgment, and that healing cannot work down here because the energetic body that is not cleaned out wraps around your physical body and reintegrates with it. When you're on the light ship, you are completely healed. But down here, as you have contamination in your energetic and visible bodies, that gets reprogrammed into you instantly, and you may not find the results that you wish you were having, only because you haven't done clearings to clean out the energies of judgment that's causing your condition. So, here we go. We'll go to the light ship, and you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Go in up. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and we're there now. And we'll go into a room, which is the hot tub room, and this is where we can have some detoxification being done to us, and it's a very nice room. You might feel the energy. A lot of people are sensing, feeling warmth these days. So if you are having a lot of warm energies around you, then maybe it's 90 degrees, 100 degrees where you are. You can ask to have your body cool down a little bit. And that does work. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next we're going to go into another location. And this is one of the requests of some of the people. So we have, we'll go into the bird room where you can see different colored birds, like blue jays and parrots, parakeets, you know, alien birds that aren't even on this planet, but they look like birds. So if you do see something that you go, wow, what was that? It's only because you are viewing a different species from somewhere else. So here comes the bird energies. Request your one particular healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into another location. And we'll go into the word that has a room that has deers and zebras. And again, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And have people, again, you know, wanting to go into a room that we go into quite often here. And this is the crystal healing room. Here comes this energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're in a room that has quartz energies here. And this is like clear quartz. We can also go into another room. If you wish, that has like amethyst, that's wonderful too. So just request the room, and you're going to be in it instantly. We'll go into one other location. We'll go into the rainbow waterfall room. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into probably two more rooms here. We'll go into the room that we call the centrifuge room, and this can help you for your healings and clearings according to a particular maybe situation that you're dealing with. So do request your healing. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the last room that we're going to go into is going to be the room that has floating magnets. And this we do on the different calls that we're on typically. And the floating magnets can help to release pain. So we're in this room here, and if you have any pain in your body, muscle pain, back pain, you know, some type of pain in your body, just request to have the magnets go to that location, and you'll see what happens here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. So 1, 2, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wonderful. We'll come back from the light ship, everybody. So we're coming back down and bring in our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants that have been up there with us. So here we go. Coming down. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so back to you, Kathy.
That felt very peaceful, and I really enjoyed being in the crystal room, the amethyst. I could just sense the energy. I can't see it, like a lot of people can. I did like the feeling of the floating magnets and the idea that they were going to be releasing pain. I sure like to get some of those for every day. That is really something special. And also the hot tub room where we can have our body temperature feel cooler, the effects of it, that's really amazing. Only on the Creation Light Ship. And some people are reporting the birds were absolutely beautiful. And they enjoyed the rainbow room. So some people do see it, and even if you can't, or you don't feel it like I am, the healings are real in the present moment. Oh, so thank you so much, Ron. And that was a good time to request healings, as well as while we're in while we're with Ron during the Sunday programs. And the next Sunday program is tomorrow. It's the last one, Sunday, June 30th, at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. It's recommended that you call in if you're registered a few minutes early, like maybe 8 minutes early, and have plenty of water nearby. Ron does activate the water with light being frequencies for what we need and what they see we need. And it's most beneficial, and the water tastes smooth and sweet to some people. So maybe, Ron, we could have a few healings now if you see that we need any, and then we'll take some questions. So back over to you.
Okay, we could release some entities from people. Entities are around a lot here, and here is an entity release. So one, two, this is getting rid of entities that can, you know, change your personality and make you act differently. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And releasing more. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. You may start to feel better now. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you. I do feel better. And that gave me a little few seconds to collect my mind again after being so peaceful on the light ship. we have a question, Ron, from Claire, and CLS questions. She's asking about clearing Egyptian energies. She wants to know if you can suggest anything else she could do. She's got the curse clearing. She's done several other clearings. And maybe you could give her some advice because she's having some difficulties anyway in functioning, and has so far noticed a slight improvement with the curse. I guess she means the curses, hexes, and spells clearing. And wonders if you see anything that you could suggest for her to do.
Boy, you may have did maybe some oaths, or maybe there's a clearing for organizations, oaths, something like that, that might be good for you. Very possibly. Maybe from your distant past or your in your genetics, people visited those energies. Maybe you know, did an oath or allegiance to these energies, and that could be affecting you right now in this lifetime. I'll do a sample of that. So if anybody would like to have this experience of having something released, here we go. So remember, you probably even went to a church and you did some kind of special allegiance or oath for that church. And or maybe some other organization that you belong to. So here we go. We released that one energy when you did that particular oath. You might need more than one clearing naturally, but see if your body is getting lighter. A lot of times, almost always, your body gets lighter. If it gets heavier, then that means that you're in deep doo-doo. You need to do the clearing regardless of what you may be thinking. So if you do feel heavier after a clearing, that means that you definitely 100% need the clearing. Most people just start feeling lighter. Here we go. So think of your particular situation that you were in, and we're going to release that. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, boy, getting heavy, nine, and ten, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. It's still getting heavy. Eight, nine, and ten. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. Well, everybody, see how your body is responding to this clearing. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron, I think you were referring to the organization affiliations whole life clearing.
That would be
it,
yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yes, because I did run that organization affiliations whole life clearing, too, and also the curses, hexes, and spells, and I felt it relieved quite a lot. I felt that heaviness you're talking about, and so I think that's probably very similar to what she's needing. It is possible to order that clear. It's, if you want to write it down, organization affiliations. You can look it up in the space bar. So also, she's done a lot of whole life clearings, Ron, and wonders if you could tell her why she still has some physical disturbing symptoms, such as some visual and audible, like malfunctions or disturbances. And if there's anything you could suggest for her, she has these physical things that she can't shake.
Okay, so what I understand you're saying is that she's hearing maybe noises. I'm assuming it's probably inside of her, not in her head, but she's probably hearing the walls creak, maybe hearing thumps, ceiling making noise. I've heard people have all of these things. Maybe she's having visions of things walking into her room, and maybe she's having energetic attacks. So that's what I would look at as being under attack by the aliens. That's the main thing. Somehow they're after you. Or it could be something that you have done in this lifetime. Maybe you were attached to a dark side practitioner and they worked with aliens that you knew nothing about and they hooked you up. That's a possibility. Like I said earlier, maybe the lineage of or your ancestors believed in a certain thing and they got hooked up to the aliens, and now it's activated in you. So if it's activated in you from your distant past, then it would be in your DNA. So you may want to look at that and do some type of clearing according to that. Physical problems, that can go hand in hand with many, many things. I would suggest maybe doing a timeline crash on each physical problem. And also even, you know, like if you're sitting, you know, watching TV or something, and all of a sudden you hear your, you know, your ceiling go thump, 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 and you know nothing is up there, and you don't have rats, then maybe do a timeline crash, because these things are coming to you from another timeline and integrating with you. So a timeline crash could be maybe a very simple way to get rid of these. Now, the timer on it, I believe, is initially defaulted to 15 minutes. You can change it for less. So you can go down to maybe 5 minutes on it. Anything that you're hearing, maybe inside of your head or voices or noises, background noise, I would still do a timeline crash on that and see what happens. That one's a little more difficult to get rid of because it's hard to say where it's coming from. It could even be that you're hooked up to some type of headphones, we'll say, or you know, noises somewhere on a timeline, and it's being bled through here. So you want to get rid of the timelines and crash those to maybe have that get away, release it from you. So I would just take each issue, probably start off with 100 timeline crashes and see what happens. And you can put up more than one on the screen. You know, I'd probably do maybe half a dozen of each one at one time and see how your body responds. It might be fine. So that's what I would suggest doing. So we'll see what you can come up with, Kathy, here. Do you have any other ideas?
Well, I thought those were good suggestions, especially the timeline crashing, different symptoms. Also, if you have that Eliminating Alien Attacks page, Claire, there's a section there for clearing out implants in your ears and different body parts that might be causing some of the hissing or the visual disturbances you're reporting. So you didn't go into a whole lot of detail, so I'm just kind of winging it here. But in option three, there are some alien implant removal suggestions here all over your body, as well as a customized alien implants removal box. And you can ask the light beings to please remove whatever's causing those particular disturbances, as well as the suggestions Ron made about the timeline crashing. For example, it says right on here in the alien implant page option that there could be cameras in your eyes, microphones in your ears. So
I've had, done perfectly. Yeah, I have cleared those out of people, so that's not unusual.
Yeah. Yeah, so try those. There's a lot to explore here in the Eliminating Alien Attacks, Shapeshifters, and Parasites Clearing has a lot to offer. And so I hope that helps you, and maybe you can let us know if it did and if you're how you're doing. So thank you for your questions. And so let's see, Ron, how about going back over to you for some clearings on things that might be bothering us?
Okay, well, we could do some alien critters. That's always nice. We'll be doing this tomorrow. So let's say that you do have something that's maybe attached to your ears. And, you know, your ears are always kind of itching, or maybe you don't hear too well. Maybe you are hearing like popping sounds in your ears or something. It could be an alien critter being stuck in there trying to get out, or even breeding, or you have a family in there. You know, things happen. So we'll go to the ears here. Here we go. Releasing some alien energetic life forms that are typically invisible to us. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just give it some more energy here. So stronger. stronger, and stronger. So that's the alien critters. And next we're going to release some trauma that you might have. So if you have any trauma during the last week or so, here we go. Think of your one trauma that you experienced. I can only get rid of one particular page in your book of traumas, so here we go. Think of that trauma. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And let's do a clearing here for maybe people that maybe they're dealing with energies that are affecting their particular, you know, inside of their mouth and their teeth. And maybe they have pain. So we'll do a pain clearing, and we'll do one for people's teeth and gums. So here we go. We'll do both at the same time. You could have both those conditions, so just request that right now. Here comes the energy. Have the light beam up. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, see how you're doing there, and we'll just see what happens. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, I felt a little flushed. If anyone else felt that, that's maybe because we needed that clearing. Thank you so much, Ron. That was very effective. My forehead's really hot. Okay, so almost toward the end of the show, but I think we have time for one more question, and then maybe an announcement about the upcoming intensive for those who like to plan ahead for the month of July, since we're on the 29th already. Ron, would you like to announce the next intensive, the dates?
The dates will be starting on, naturally, the Saturday, which should be the 13th, and then we have the next three consecutive Sundays, which will be the 14th, 21, 28th. These are the 8-hour calls for the alien parasitic life forms that we help to release from you. And this is our physical body intensive. It'll be for July. It's not on the website yet, but it'll be up, I imagine, within a week here. And so hopefully we'll see you on it. If you haven't been on one of those calls for a whole month, remember you're on the light ship in quarantine for the whole month as they're working with you to put you back together again. Basically, taking away the alien energies that are inside of you, and then they look for the parts that they've stolen and put you back together. And that's done continuously. And like I said earlier, you're on the light ship for the 4-hour call, which is on Saturday, along with the 8-hour call, which is Sundays. And we have a special to get all the calls, if you wish. And then you run many, many more calls. So the whole thing is, you know, how much do you love yourself, and how much healing would you like to do for yourself in a month? And the intensives are very, very good. And that's the whole process, is clean yourself out to get more spirit energy. That way you may have a little better life here and get rid of the traumas that you may have had and situations, because as you deal with more of your spirit energy, then you become more in peace with living here. So back to you, Kathy.
That's true. And then also, if you can't attend Hearing Ron live, you can request to be absentee as a registered attendee. Just let him know in an email that you will be absent, and have your water ready for with the light being up so you can have some of the water energized. And also, Ron, I think we've got one more minute to go, and then a question here from Raymond. I think it's a quick question. He was asking regarding the 12 source energy, which you did last Monday. It was very peaceful. He thinks that the dark side copied the 12 source energies to make the 12 zodiac signs and made up the story about the 12 lost tribes of Israel, as mentioned in the Old Testament. And he wanted your opinion about that.
Boy, the 12 lost tribes, I would say probably not. But the other one, very possibly. So, you know, remember, they always use numbers that are in 12. So, the 12 lost tribes, I think that's something else other than the 12 source energies. But aside from that, I would believe that the zodiac signs, since you're connected to an energy that is going to change your life and control you, they probably just decided that since the 12 energies created you, the dark side may have thought that these energies are going to control you also, which they do not. They're just a creation energy that you have inside of yourself. But most people probably won't understand that. But they probably have copied that to make that number as that. So remember, there's a lot of synchronicity as far as what the dark side has done, the light of the darkness, as they have copied, could use the word cloned in a sense, but they have copied everything that the light has done, so that when you do start looking for truth, the dark side has a way of explaining it to you, and there's always judgment attached to it. So you can figure that out really quickly, but the main thing is that source energy does not have judgment. So, boy, it looks like we're running out of time here, and we're in time-based reality here. So everybody, thank you for coming on the call tonight here on BBS Radio. Our next show will be Monday, and we're starting at 4 o'clock on Station 1. We'll go to the Lightship naturally next Saturday also, so if you're if you liked it and you want to tell your friends, by all means, you know, they can come on too. But they have to be listening live. So blessings to everybody. We have our 8-hour call tomorrow, and we'll see you later. Thank you, Kathy. Bye, everyone.
Good night.